Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Yeah, welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This, of course, is episode 853 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out. We'll talk more about those free seeds later on in today's podcast. I do want to send a quick update, a quick apology. I did miss two uploads. That's right. I don't usually miss uploads. I did give you a warning. I was going to skip a week. I had to skip 2 weeks. I went to a comedy festival in Las Vegas. Every time I go to Fremont Street, I come back with the plague. I can still hear it in my headphones. My voice, my nose do not sound right. I apologize if I sound a little funky on this episode, but I'm trying to get an episode out. Thank you for all of the people who sent me well wishes and asked if I was okay. No, bro, I was not okay. I was dying. I had the Las Vegas plague. It was not a good time, but I am recovering. I am much better. I am back on the mic, and I am excited to do a podcast episode. Quickly, just to talk about where I was. I don't like to talk too much about what I was doing on the podcast here. Try to stick to the topic. But I went to a festival called Skankfest. Many people may say, what was Skankfest? That's an interesting name. Yes, I listened to a podcast called The Legion of Skanks, hosted by Big J Okerson, Louis J. Gomez, and Dave Smith. It's a great podcast. They throw a comedy festival every year. That festival is called Skankfest. It's an amazing comedy festival. It's getting very popular. It's getting very big. I've gone for the past couple of years. I had a really good time. I got to see a lot of great comedians. I got to see a lot of great podcasts recorded live. I got to see a lot of great friends that I know from Skankfest that I only see at Skankfest or comedy shows or festivals. So it's great to meet up with all of them. They're all there in one place. Skankfest is cool because a comedian will do a show on stage, and you're in a big room, packed standing room only, shoulder to shoulder with comedy fans, skanks, a bunch of skank nerds, a bunch of comedy nerds, a bunch of crazy dudes having a good time. And then your favorite comic will tell his last joke and be like, all right, guys, that was my set. Have a good time. And they'll walk off stage and come stand next to you and watch the next guy on stage because the comedy is so good that they want to be part of the crowd. They want to be involved. The comics and the comedians just all blending together. That's Skankfest. It's a good time. Said I wasn't going to talk too much about it. Guess what? Talked a lot about it. All right, now I want to do a couple of shout-outs to a few people who support the show on Patreon. Quick shout-out to my friend Jessica K. A big shout-out to Shorty Y. And a big old fist bump to my buddy OG Purple Thumb. All right, now we are going to work our way into the question and answer portion of today's podcast. As I start this, I want to give a big shout out to everybody out there in Florida, everybody on both coasts who have suffered from hurricanes. The hurricanes have been tremendous. There's been a lot of damage, a lot of destruction. There's also been some that is never good. I may have to bleep that word out just for YouTube censorship purposes, but there's been a lot of destruction, a lot of turmoil because of these hurricanes. Big shout out to all those people. I do send a big fist bump to you, a lot of jaw love to all those people. Lots of protection for you. Hope you recover from all the turmoil very quickly. Hope things get back to normal as close as that can be for you as quickly as possible. Now, that is part of why we are going to read a question that involves a question about lights and a power failure and a power problem. A lot of people are going to experience power problems at this point in time. Electricity failure, if you're near the hurricane areas, your power is going to go out. This question kind of got highlighted because of that is happening now. So let's work our way right into this question. This question came from the Grow Help tab on iregenetics.com. If you go to iregenetics.com, there's a row of tabs. One of those tabs does say Grow Help or Grow Questions. Click on that tab. If you send me a good Grow question and I read that question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. The question goes a lot like this. First of all, it came from our friend who wants to be called Bad Papa. Okay, that's an interesting name. I like that. Shout out to my new friend, Bad Papa. It says, with winter coming up, and then I really big wrote over that the word hurricanes because this is very valid for hurricane season. It says, will a power outage in the garden cause a lot of problems? How long can plants survive without light? When should you consider using an alternative power source? And what problems could arise in veg and or in flower? How long could plants survive in low temps if perhaps a power outage could occur? This is a very good question. Now, what I'm going to say to the folks experiencing these power shortages and interruptions where the hurricanes are, if your power is going out and coming on randomly and going out, I would just say unplug everything and just let it stay unplugged until they get shit figured out. It's probably better for the plants, and it's definitely better for your equipment, your ballasts, All of your gear would rather just come on and stay on or stay off than come off and on, all intermittently with power surges coming through the house. Just unplug that shit, let it rest. The plants should be fine. If they're in flower, they're not going to get light, but they'll stay in flower. They'll keep flowering. If they're in veg, eventually they may flip into a flower phase. That's when I would get in there with some light every few hours and just wake them up. It takes them a little bit to fall asleep, but if you get in there every few hours and give them light, you can keep those plants awake. You can do it with very small lights. Just keep them awake, keep them alive. But you can keep them in veg if you do give them a little bit of light. But what I'm saying is, if you've got a bunch of power interruptions, just unplug shit. Let that stuff rest. Let all the gear rest. Don't let it keep coming off and on. That's more destructive to your gear. There's a lot more stuff that I did write down here. Now, the question did start with winter is coming. So let's focus a little bit on this winter aspect of the question. There is one part that says, how long could the plant survive in low temps if perhaps a long power outage occurred? If you are able to be in that house, you personally, as a person, are able to be in that house and be safe and be comfortable, the plants are just fine. Those plants can survive very, very low temperatures if they are healthy. I don't know about maybe some hydroponic plants. That may be a different story. If you got water in there, those roots get super cold. That could be problematic for you, but these plants can't handle quite cold temperatures. We always thought certain temperatures were as low as they can go, but a few years ago, it snowed here in Colorado very early. We got a very early snowstorm, and there were some very healthy crops that survived that snow. So we've seen extreme. We've seen snow on the plants. You had to go outside and shake the ice and snow off of the ganja plants, and they were okay. So they can survive. It's kind of up to the plants. It's up to a lot of other factors, but they can survive very cold temperatures. If you're in that house and you're not dying, those plants are probably just fine. So the winter is coming. Something I would focus on if you are in the south, if you're near these hurricanes, I would be more concerned at this point with humidity. You're going to want to maybe open a window. I don't know what you can even do, but you're going to get a lot of humidity if your grow is trapped in the house and you don't have power. Those plants, even in the dark, will create humidity. They're going to be breathing. They're going to be transpiring and respiring, and moisture will be happening into the air in that room. The humidity from the pots, the leaves, just the soil itself will be letting off humidity. So depending on the temperature of the room and the environment, you may have a humidity issue in there. You may need to vent, a fan, do something, waft out that humidity somehow, maybe the other thing to deal with. Let me give a quick read, make sure I cover this whole question, and then we'll send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iReadDirect.com. Once again, make sure you check that spam, because sometimes that's where those coupon codes go. Winter's coming, power outage. How long can they survive without light? They could survive a very long time without light, but they may go into flower. So to prevent that, go in there every few hours with some light and give them light. Even if it's an intense flashlight, shine the light on them and wake those plants up. They will come awake. When should you consider an alternative power source? If you're in flower, it'd be cool to have an alternative flower source. But most of the time, if it's 2, 3, maybe 4 days, which it usually doesn't go longer than that. And if you're in the States, most of the time, except for that one time in Texas, it went pretty long. But most of the time, you're not going to need some sort of stuff like that unless you're in a hurricane area. But then if you're in a hurricane situation, is the grow really the priority anyway? You're using that generator just to run the basics of life and keep the family alive. If you can afford a generator, set it up. Why not? Have fun. Get at it. But not everybody's got that kind of funding. I think your plants will live 3 or 4 days without power if they really needed to. I think I've covered most of the question here. The winter's coming. They can get pretty damn cold. And then for the hurricane season, I recommend some sort of humidity control. I don't know what you're going to do in there. Open a window, start fanning your arms. I don't know, but that's what I would recommend. Maybe that humidity already flew out with the hurricane. I don't know, man. I know the humidity is high in Florida right now. All right, my dude, Bad Papa, thank you for the great question. I hope I helped you out. I hope I gave those hurricane people some advice. If your power is flickering off and on, just unplug it. That way, if you get some water, you're a little bit safer anyway. All right, make sure you check your inbox, my dude, because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iReadDirect.com. All right, I do have another question here right in front of me. This one also came from the website. This one came from OGJZ. Shout out to my new friend OGJZ. That's hard for me to say for some reason. I really could mess that up. This is a general grow question that goes a lot like this. It says, "Yo, Rasta Jeff, I love what you do for the cannabis community. Yo, thank you for noticing. I really enjoy it when people use the word community in it when they talk about what I'm doing for ganja, because I really do try to build a community. The Discord community is strong. The Irie Army is strong. So thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for letting me be a part and a leader in the community. It's an honor to be welcomed into this community, because this community is it's tight. So thank you. I'm just making sure that my recording gear is working right. I got a weird flickering light going on here. Everything is popping up good up there. All right. I'm getting paranoid now. All right, the question goes, when breeding and collecting seeds, what is the easiest way to harvest the seeds from the plant? That's a very good question. I like this one. So you've got a crop of plants. They are fully seeded is what I'm going to assume. Breeding and collecting seeds. What's the easiest way to harvest the seeds? So when the plants are done, I chop down the entire plant. I hang it upside down. I get the plant tag and I attach it to that plant so that it will not come away from that plant. That tag and that plant will continue together for the rest of their lives. When that's a bag of seeds, that plant tag ends up in the bag of seeds. It'll travel its whole life with it. I don't want any confusion. So I chop down the plant, hang it upside down, put the plant tag on it. Now we know what it is. I use, it's from the brand Sterlite is what they are. They're little bins that are made to store clothing under the bed, little like a Tupperware or a Rubbermaid plastic bin. You're supposed to put clothes and shoes and stuff like that under it, put the lid on it, and slide it under the bed for storage. I put one of those underneath the hanging plant so that if any seeds do begin to fall out, they land into that little plastic bin. It's not going to happen for a while, but it may happen. So I've got each plant hung up, kind of spaced apart with the plastic bin underneath it, and then we let it get to a very specific dryness percentage. I need a very specific percentage of dryness. I've discovered a very precise unit of measurement at which I prefer the moisture level in my plants when I'm going to start the next step. So the next step is to get the plants to that precise unit of measurement, and that precise unit of measurement is dry as fuck. Get these plants dry as fuck. You want them crispy. I want them, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to put on gloves, and I'm going to put these plants, I'm going to just chop them into smaller pieces and put them in the bin. I'm going to grab the stick, and I'm just going to pull the nuggets right off the stick. Just shuck that bud right into that plastic bin. I'm going to get all the buds off the sticks into that bin, and then I'm going to take my gloved hands, and I'm just going to grind all that bud into dust. Just grind it all up gently. I'm not going to crush the seeds, but I'm going to grind all that flower material up, and you'll hear the seeds just fall out into your bin, and all your weed will just be all in your face. It'll be all piled up everywhere in your bin. And then you can kind of tip that bin to one side and scoop the weed material up to one end. All the seeds will roll. Most of the seeds will roll down to the bottom. And you can scoop a lot of that. We call it chaff, the bud material that doesn't have seed. I don't use that for anything. That goes in a compost bin. I know that's going to ruffle a lot of feathers, but I've beat the shit out of it. It's been so beat up that if I make edibles with it, they come out green and they don't taste good because all the chlorophyll. If I make concentrate, same story. All that material's been so disturbed that there's so much chlorophyll just oozing out of it that it makes bad product. So it's all trash. It's all compost. It makes good, great compost and good bokashi starter. But so I take that buds, I just pull them off the sticks, and then now I got a bucket of buds or a tray of buds. Then I take my gloved hands and just crush up all those buds. I just kind of do this, like it just crunch, 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 and just crush it all up. And you'll hear the seeds fall out. The material will fall out. And then there's several ways from there to remove the seed from the chaff. I've got a machine. It's called the Easy Seed Seed Sorter. It's Easy Seed Seed Sorter. It looks like a shoebox, and it's got a chute on top. You pour your material in, and it's got a couple of trap doors and a fan. And I am not a physicist, but the way that it works is the fan blows the weed material this way, so all the light stuff goes this way into a drawer, and it falls. And all the seeds are heavier than that, so the fan doesn't blow them, and it blows those into another drawer, and I can open a drawer, and I got seeds in one and material in another. And I'll dump those seeds into a little bin, and then I'll run that material one more time, honestly, just to be careful and make sure I get all the seeds, because sometimes it'll miss a few. But give it one or two runs, maybe a third run, depending on how much material you try, and that machine pulls it apart very, very quickly. There's also another machine that looks like a Plachinko machine. I don't remember what that shit's called back in the day. There's another machine that's made, it's constructed from wood and plexiglass, and it's much taller. It's a much bigger, more cumbersome machine. I wouldn't fuck with that unless you've got a lot of seeds to sort. But this one hooks up to a shop vac, and you put 2 5-gallon buckets underneath it, and you pour your material in there, and it works on the same principle, but the shop vac will suck the weed material up, and your seeds will fall through the other side, and you got a bucket of weed material and a bucket of seed material, and then your shop vac's got all the really light weed in it. So that's another thing that's available. If you just Google hemp seed sorter, these things will pop up. Both of these will pop up. The little white seed box that I use is not available currently. Those are all sold out. But the other machine with the plexiglass on the front where you can watch it operate, that is available. Both of them work very well. I like mine because it's much smaller. It doesn't take up very much space. However, it does make a mess. That fan shoots a bunch of material out. I have to do it in the garage, and then there's a lot of sweeping up to do. Don't do it with the car in the garage because your car will be tinted green. But let me make sure I'm staying on track. When breeding, what is the easiest way to harvest the seeds? Yeah, get it dry as fuck and then just pull the stick right out of the buds, let the buds all gather into a bin and then crush it all up. And then there are several ways to do it. If you don't have one of the machines I talked about, I've heard of people just lightly using a vacuum. You got to be real careful if you do use the vacuum. Just real gingerly suck the material off the top and leave the seeds on the bottom. You can probably gingerly figure out how to suck the material up and get those seeds out of there. You guys, I apologize for the running nose that just started happening on the podcast. I'm telling you, I'm recovering from that Las Vegas Skankfest plague, and it's not over yet. It keeps kind of perking back up. All right, where were we? Dry as fuck is the precise unit of measurement. And then get all that material out of there. Before you seal those seeds up in anything, make sure that all that green shit is out of there and make sure everything's nice and dry. Make sure there's no moisture left in there because you don't want to get moldy seeds, and that is still a possibility. All right, my dude, OG Jay-Z, thank you for the great question. I love talking about breeding. I love talking about seeds. If you have any more breeding or seeds questions, please do reach out. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you send those questions to the website. Go to the website, iregenetics.com. Click on that Grow Help tab. Send me your grow question. If I read your grow question here on the show, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. If I owe you a pack of seeds and you haven't gotten the coupon code, please do send me a reminder. What happened a couple of times, I'm not going to show everybody this page, but where the email comes up, for some reason, the email doesn't populate in this form, so I got to go digging, and I was waiting for you to email me because I know you're gonna to let me know your address, so email me if I haven't gotten you your packs of seeds, and I will get you your coupon code as soon as possible. Thank you for the patience and for the help. Red Eye, did I send you a coupon code? I think I did, bro. I hope so. If not, remind me. I'll get you that coupon code. All right, where were we? This is the part of the show where I remind you to click like and subscribe. That's right. Do you like the show? Click like. That shit's free. Click like for me. Please do. And also subscribe. That way, every time I put out an episode, you'll get a notification and you never miss any of my high-quality educational content. All right, let's keep this party moving. I do have one more good question here in front of me. This question also came from that Grow Help tab. This one came from somebody we're going to call James. Shout out to my new friend, James. James, thank you for the great question. I've got a good answer for you. The question goes a little bit like this. It says, hey, Rasta Jeff, how can I effectively deal with fungus gnats? These things are out of control. My first piece of advice is stop overwatering. I bet a lot of your plants are overwatered. Also, I bet you've got house plants, and I bet those plants are all overwatered as well. Those fungus gnats come in on house plants. Those fungus gnats come in bags of dirt. They breed very rapidly. A little bit of overwatering will encourage more fungus gnats. So stop overwatering a little bit. Stop overwatering your house plants. Also, check your drains in your house. Sometimes those drains get a little bit funky. You'll start getting some fungus gnats, some little bugs flying up from there. Check those. Maybe those drains need a little bit of treatment. There's a lot of things you can do for those as well. But that may be another source of your fungus gnats. The drains, all the drains in your house, the showers, the sinks, check on that. I know it sounds funky, but that's where they will like to congregate. So check all your ganja plants, your house plants, all those drains. If you can cover those drains, that's a good idea. That'll keep the fungus gnats from coming up there. Squirt some lemon juice, put a cover on it. That'll help you out really quickly. But stop overwatering the plants. The house plants and the ganja plants is the first piece of advice. Let that soil dry out a little bit. That will let them die off. They won't be able to breed in there. They won't be as happy in there. Defoliate the lowers. If the lower part of your ganja plants are touching the dirt, take that off of there. Defoliate all that lower shit. I like to defoliate a lot of the bottoms of the plants. That'll help mitigate a lot of the bug problems. Then if we need to do some chemical treatments, this is when I would recommend a soil dredge. This is very easy to do. If your plants are healthy, this will not cause any problems at all. If your plants are a little angry and don't have healthy roots, this could cause them to get a little bit pissed off. But what I would do is I would mix up, first of all, I would try a soil dredge with a very simple product called mosquito bits or mosquito dunks. It comes in a mosquito dunks and bits are really easy to find. The dunks are easier to find than the bits, in my opinion. I order the bits on Amazon. They show up quite quickly. Mosquito dunks or mosquito bits, they're the same thing, just in a different form. One's a big donut. One's the donut already crushed up, which is advantageous because I'm going to tell you to crush the donut up anyway. Put some of that mosquito bit stuff in your water. You can't put too much. Put a bunch of it in there. Mix it up. I want to see it floating around a little bit in there. Then water the plants. This method will not bother your plants at all. Any plants can handle this. Do this to all your plants, your house plants, your ganja plants. Water it with the mosquito bits. Water it just like you normally would. Water. Water it as heavily as you normally would. Let it dry. Once it dries, water with this again. What we're trying to do is get this in there a couple of times and really saturate the plant with the beneficial bacteria that is in these mosquito bits. That'll make those bugs get the fuck out of there. They won't want to be there. They can't survive. They will leave. So my first attempt is the mosquito dunks or mosquito bits. Give them a nice water with that. They're very available. They're on Amazon. You can find them at Target, Lowe's, Home Depot, possibly your local mom and pop hardware store, but they are very available. Get those in the water, water the plants. Also water the house plants. That will help. Any standing water you've got around, you could throw some of that in there. That will help get rid of the mosquitoes and the little fungus gnats. If that does not work, then that's when I would step up to either Evergreen or Pyganic or maybe even Botanigarden Max, and I would do a soil dredge with one of those three products. Don't mix those, but do a soil dredge. I would start with Evergreen. Do a small, maybe 15 to 30 mils per gallon of Evergreen. That's kind of heavy. Maybe go a little bit lighter if your plants aren't in good shape. So go ahead and do a soil dredge with the Evergreen. Get that down in the soil. That way the bugs don't want to be in there. Then let them dry up and then repeat that again in about 2 to 3 days if the plants look healthy enough to survive through that. It's going to do some damage to the roots because it is oily. It's going to frustrate them, but that's how we're going to get rid of the bugs. If you really want to, if they're bad, also do a foliar spray. You could do the Biganic foliar spray. You could do the Evergreen foliar spray. You could do Botanigarden Max. There's several foliar sprays. You've already got the Evergreen because that's what I recommend for the soil dredge. You could spray it with that. But I think two doses of the soil of the mosquito dunks should get rid of them. If not, step up your game. Do an Evergreen dredge. Do it again in 2 or 3 days. And if you really want to get frisky in there, go ahead and spray at the same time. You probably should spray anyway. If you've got fungus gnats, there's also an opportunity. You got some other bugs. Go ahead and hit it with a decent spray of the Evergreen or the Pyganic. All right, my dude James, make sure you check your inbox and your spam because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have listened to this podcast this far into this episode, make sure you use coupon code FIRE, F-I-R-E. Use coupon code FIRE to save 20% off of everything at iredirect.com. That's right. This is my reminder to make that coupon code when I edit this podcast. Coupon code FIRE, F-I-R-E, for 20% off at iredirect.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, pimps, hoes, friends, foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, all of you beautiful cannabis enthusiasts out there, I do want to thank you once again for listening to this episode of the Grow From Your Heart podcast, where my voice does not sound amazing in my headphones. I hope it sounded good to you. Give me some feedback in the comments. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know if you could hear the sickness. I don't prefer questions in the comment section. It's easier for me to get the questions emailed to me. It's easier to print them and manage them, but let me know what you think of the show. Give me feedback, all that sort of stuff in the comment section. Keep the comments going. You guys, it's good for the algorithm and I love seeing it happen. I think that's all I've got. Make sure you check my website. That's right, iregenetics.com. There's a link to iRedirect. There's a link to the Discord server. There's a link to the Patreon where you can support the podcast financially. I will update the Patreon prizes for this month. I have not done that yet. I'm telling you, I was sick from being in Vegas. All right, enough excuses, enough chatter. I'm going to get out of here. Click like, click subscribe, leave some comments. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Jake from the Front Me Tell Friday podcast. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me. Right.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece in and I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug your mom, we relax.
Hold up.
Roots and wisdom start to show. From the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Go from your heart, pure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. Like a dog, educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. Lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher.